Julie Bieland is a psychotherapist, author, and founder of the online community Sensitive Empowerment with resources for highly sensitive people.
Meditations, it is such a huge training for the brain for HSPs because you don't want to wait to meditate until you're stressed out. You actually want to meditate a little bit every day because it will activate calming centers. And the more you activate those calming centers, the more they grow versus the more we activate stress centers, the more they grow. And we have to go through a process of actually processing, resting, and restoring. This is something that we need to do on a daily basis. All that stuff you're taking in, regarding your nervous system is needing to be processed. And then you have to go through a process of actually resting and restoring too. So with our modern society, it's common that like you get a few minutes, you grab your phone and you're scrolling social media, reading news, things like that. Please don't do that. You really need to be, first of all, be very careful about how much news you take in. I personally read news instead of watch it because visually, if I'm watching a lot of difficult images, it can impact me a lot. And if I do that a lot, I'm actually going to have anxiety. So these are ways that it's a lifestyle change. It's a conscious, intentional choice to make these decisions every day about taking care of yourself and really doing things that restore and spending time quietly every day so that you think about turning off, think about the senses. You really want to turn down the volume for a little bit every day to be able to rest that sensory system. Brain training. This is something that is so, so helpful for HSPs. And we're going to talk more about that coming up next. And spend time with other HSPs. It's why I created my Sensitive Empowerment community. It is so validating and normalizing and special and magical to be together as HSPs. It just simply is. It's hard to describe unless you've experienced it. And this is why I have my community off of social media so that we're not getting bombarded with advertising. There's no advertising in my community. It is a place to process, to work on empowerment and growth together. And HSPs together are just so kind and loving and supportive. So it's really nurturing to spend time with other HSPs and important because we are different and it normalizes our experience when we are with other HSPs. So let's talk a little bit more about what brain training is. Now, one thing to think about with brain training is whatever you activate grows. So if I'm constantly being self-critical and I'm constantly stressed out, I'm activating stress centers in my brain and whatever I activate grows. So if that's all I'm activating, which is what I used to activate all the time, then my stress numbers were massive. I was walking around with such a high level of stress that I would basically have a meltdown or an emotional reaction every time a new stressor would come because I didn't have any space for that. So we really want to be intentional about activating calming centers. They have research, brain research about this, that when you activate calming centers, and we'll talk some about some calming centers that you can activate, it will help you release hormones and chemicals that are actually calming to the brain and to the body. It's amazing, and to the nervous system that we have control over that. That was something that really excited me. And most of all, what excited me was learning that when you are activating calming centers, it automatically deactivates stress centers because they cannot be activated at the same time. I mean, that's very exciting stuff. To me, I felt like, oh my gosh, there was some control that I had over this. And that's what really changed my life, was feeling like, oh my gosh, there's actually some things I can do about how I'm feeling. And I could reduce these challenges and start to bloom in the world. We want to train. So one of the things too about brain training that I really love is that you can actually train your brain. You can create new neural routes that allow you to pause, reflect, and respond instead of react. That's huge. Because I used to think that I had no control over that, especially when I was really young. I felt very reactionary in life, and that impacts everything. It impacts your relationships, your career, your family, everything. So when you can actually start to develop confidence in yourself that you have this ability, it's life changing.
This material in an excerpt from a longer podcast or video. Follow link in description to learn more.